Bell was a legendary outlaw who lived in a cave in Hardcastle Crags. And every night he used to creep out from the cave to the villages and the churches, stealing sheep, whatever he could get his hands on. And he hoarded it in his cave, lived by day in the cave, and stuffed himself. And his only friends were the rats and other vermin that inhabited the cave. He came to a really sticky end because some children gaily tripping through the woods one day came upon the cave, went inside to see what he could see. And he'd eaten so much that he burst and splattered his guts all over the cave. And the rats and so on that were once his friends were feasting on his innards. And he was left clutching his sword in his hand with black congealed blood at the top of it. That was the end of Tom Bell. But some sources say actually that he was sitting too near the fire and he farted and that blew it, but we'll never know. In 1899, a chap who was exploring the cave claimed to have found Tom Bell's skull. And this created a sensation in the town with hundreds of tourists coming to visit it. And then they later found three mummified cats and a rhino skeleton. And then it all went pear-shaped when it turned out that the discoverer of the skull and the rhino also owned the local cafe in Hardcastle Crags. There were rumours that the mummified cats were found in a molten cleavage